It was an ordinary day in the life of the elephant. She simply floated in space, much like a feather from a seagull would float on a calm sea. The elephant lived outside time, had no idea what day it was, never thought about time passing, never thought about the past, never thought about the future. The elephant just loved gliding along. The elephant was able to move by blowing air from her trunk. Some people would question where the elephant got the air, but somehow the elephant was able to transform space, the atmosphere in space, into a little bit of wind by swallowing it and blowing it out her trunk. She was the elephant on whom everything depended. There had never been another elephant as wonderful, as huge, as powerful, as magical. The elephant was unimaginably creative. I don't think the elephant was unable to imagine anything, and anything that the elephant was able to imagine, the elephant could bring into being. Let me give you an example. The elephant's trunk was not like any ordinary trunk. It was one long trunk with lots of little trunks off it. So when the elephant really blew hard, air came out of all of the trunks. The elephant had an ability to chew. The elephant would swallow, take in things from the atmosphere, things that couldn't even be seen, things that were smaller than any tiny thing you could imagine. The elephant was able to take in, to somehow or other chew, swallow, bring up, and the elephant was able to make bubbles. The elephant was able to blow a bubble after swallowing. And these weren't ordinary bubbles. These were bubbles that the elephant was able to wrap whole solar systems in. The whole of the Milky Way could be wrapped up in the elephant's bubble. It was so big, the Milky Way, that it would be very hard for any of us to imagine a bubble encasing it, wrapping it up. But the elephant loved floating universes. The elephant loved wrapping universes in bubbles and blowing them. And that's what the elephant was doing, while floating along in a dreamy, hazy, relaxed frame of mind. The elephant would blow bubbles out of one of her trunks, and the bubble would ride across space and capture a whole planetary system, a whole something, another Milky Way, something that was even bigger than the Milky Way. Yes, the elephant had got a huge trunk with a whole lot of galaxies suspended on the end of her trunk. Inside one of the galaxies was Earth, the planet Earth. The Sun was there, Mars was there, the Moon was there. So that every place within the galaxy was inside the bubble. Everything that happened, happened in a bubble. The elephant loved the Milky Way. He was particularly fond of it. He particularly liked sucking the Milky Way back so that he could rest the bubble on the tip of his big, long trunk. The elephant loved to dream. The elephant there wasn't even night, but every occasion that the elephant wanted to dream, the elephant simply shut her eyes and a dream came. One day, the elephant got a fright in the middle of a dream. The bubble surrounding the Milky Way was punctured. It started to let air out, or whatever it was that was inside the bubble. And for a few moments, the elephant dreamt that the bubble within which the Milky Way was suspended was punctured and about to lose all of its control. The Milky Way was about to become loose and going to float itself. The elephant dreamt that the elephant would lose control over the Milky Way. And the elephant loved the Milky Way. So the elephant woke up with a start, sweating, agitated, nervous, not at all happy. The elephant took a huge breath, the biggest breath the elephant had taken. It was a stronger breath than any black hole. The elephant was, as I said before, the elephant was bigger than the biggest creature could ever imagine. The elephant sucked in. The elephant swallowed. The elephant brought all the contents of the elephant's lungs up into her mouth and chewed, munched. Now you'd think there was nothing in the elephant's mouth. This was the first time the elephant had ever had such trouble. But the elephant knew what to do. In fact, the elephant knew everything. The elephant chewed. The elephant created a new bubble. An even bigger bubble. And the elephant blew the bubble gently in the direction of the Milky Way. Now the Milky Way could see the bubble coming. And the Milky Way thought, I wish I didn't have to live inside a bubble at the end of an elephant's trunk. I wish we, creatures of the galaxy, creatures of the Milky Way, I wish we could be free, footloose and fancy free. But the Milky Way had no way of escaping. The bubble got closer and closer. All the creatures in the Milky Way, all the planets, all the pieces of matter, all the suns, all the moon, all the stars, were all agreed that living inside a bubble at the end of the elephant's trunk was too much. They all wanted freedom. And they all started to cry. The Milky Way started to cry. Tears fell from the Milky Way. And the elephant could see what was happening. The elephant looked, and the elephant saw that the bubble she had blown was about to envelop the Milky Way. And the elephant had a very big decision to make. Would she let the bubble she had created, capture the Milky Way, or would she let the Milky Way get free? Now, what do you think the elephant did? In chapter 2 of the story, you'll find out. Thanks very much for listening.